Canada. Mark Carney, former governor of the Bank of Canada and the Bank of England, has been elected as Canada's next prime minister after securing the leadership of the federal Liberal Party. Carney, 59, won decisively with 85.9% of the vote, defeating former finance minister Chrystia Freeland, former government house leader Corina Gould, and former MP Frank Bayliss. His leadership comes at a significant moment as Canada faces a deepening trade war with the United States. Former U.S. President Donald Trump recently imposed a 25% tariff on Canadian goods, excluding only the automotive and energy sectors. The move has intensified economic instability and strained relations between the two longtime allies. In his victory speech, Carney sent a strong message to Washington. America is not Canada, and Canada never, ever, will be part of America in any way, shape, or form, he declared. Outgoing Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, addressing supporters before Carney's win was announced, reflected on his tenure and the nation's uncertain future. This is a nation-defining moment. Democracy is not a given. Freedom is not a given. Even Canada is not a given, Trudeau warned. The transition timeline remains unclear, with Trudeau and Carney expected to discuss the transfer of power in the coming days. Carney, who does not currently hold a seat in the House of Commons, will need to secure one soon. His victory has energized the Liberal Party, reversing its decline in polls and challenging the previously predicted Conservative majority in the next election. Speculation is growing that Carney may call a snap election to capitalize on his rising popularity. With a strong economic background and a firm stance against U.S. tariffs, Carney's leadership marks a defining moment for Canada. No one will starve us into submission, former Prime Minister Jean Chrétien declared. Canada will remain the best country in the world. Vive le Canada!